You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome to a very festive episode of the Study Clicks podcast. As you might have gathered from the title, this podcast is all about ideas for how to have a successful but maybe not so torturous study plan for over the Christmas break. You want to be able to keep up with your work if you're very busy, if you're in an exam year, you feel like you've lots of work to do and you want to keep on top of things, but you also, it's still holidays from school, so you still want to relax, you don't want to go crazy.
Yeah, so we're going to try and give some tips, some realistic tips. We know that studying over the Christmas break and any break for that matter, you know, I think a lot of these tips will probably still be relevant for other breaks where people just want to mostly relax but not feel really guilty either. So we're going to try and give some realistic practical tips on how to get a bit done but not go crazy, you know, don't torture yourself trying to spend your whole break studying. So these tips should also help you incorporate a bit of fun and relaxation and help you manage your time to make sure that you're getting a good balance of all the good things that you should be getting in both your school life and your personal family life, enjoying the festivities that should be happening around you in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, we just put together a list of items that we felt we tried to get a balance of when we were doing our exams and had breaks like this where we were faced with the same challenges and decisions as you guys. Do I have fun? Do I just enjoy the downtime or should I get stuff done? So yeah, let's get started, shall we?
So I'll kick us off with maybe probably not one of the more popular points. Whenever I suggest this on social media, it's not met with a lot of enthusiasm. But it's like I'm going to keep suggesting it because I know it's good. And I know if you tried it at least once, you would also know it's good. And it's to get your study out of the way in the morning, so that way that you can just enjoy festive Christmas fun in the evening. I do associate Christmas myself with just like absolutely ruining my sleep schedule. You sleep into like 11 or 12 o'clock once and then like that's it. You're set. You're officially not awake in the mornings anymore. But I would like do really try your best because, you know, after a while that doesn't feel great and it makes it so much harder. Just from a sleep point of view, it makes it so much harder when you're going back to school in the first week of January.
And I don't think it even has to be like, you know, give up all your sleep-ins, all your lie-ins that you've been looking forward to for so long. It doesn't have to be get up at 7 and stare straight away. It could still be you wake up, you lie until 10 and then you plan to study until 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And then you have the whole late afternoon and evening and night to still enjoy yourself and enjoy the Christmas festivities and the break and everything else and relax. It's just about, because when you think about it, it's winter, we know it gets dark around 4, and then as soon as it gets dark, at least for me, it was always impossible to stay focused and to stay motivated to do things. It's just, I don't know if there's scientific proof behind this, but my brain is going, okay, bedtime. And then I just switch off and all I can do after that point is watch something or relax or chat or, you know, read something relaxing as opposed to reading textbooks. And I think that's, if you're in a similar way where you find that once it gets dark and it's kind of evening time, your productivity just drops. It makes total sense to try and get that productivity out of yourself when the day is still bright, when you still feel productive. Also, maybe your family is different or your group of friends is different or however you celebrate the break, that you tend to do things at the start of the day or in the middle of the day. But I find that most of the time it's like it's playing board games at night, it's watching a Christmas movie at night. So you're just it means that you're freeing up the time as well for the most like fun part of the day usually that happens during the Christmas break. So I think it makes sense generally
I know everyone's different, but I find that most Christmas mornings, like over the Christmas holidays, are just a write-off. I don't really do anything. So you might as well, like, if you know you want to be kind of productive, definitely use the mornings. And then I know for me when we were doing, or when it was Christmas or winter and I was studying, the next room, there was always a fire on and there was always a movie on, and I wanted to be in that room where the fire and the movie was on. So that's just another kind of an extra I suppose, benefit of waking up early. It's just good sense, and it follows the same pattern that you would at school. Again, like Emer said, you don't need to sacrifice your lions, but you are still just getting the hard part of the day over first, so then you can relax later.
Exactly. And I would say the first thing you should do before making any plan is, or make the first item on your plan before you plan do the rest of the plan, to allocate some time, maybe the first day of your study, to sit down and go over everything that you've done so far in that school year. So from the first day of school in this school year onwards, try and make a list. Remember, hopefully you'll have some archives of what you've done. If you look through your folders that you've been working on, or your diary will show you the different things that you've been working on as well. And try and make a list of everything that you've covered in all of your different subjects. Then the first thing on your agenda should sort of be to do very small, quick revision tests on those things. So you can use Study Clicks to use our quizzes, for example. You could use the questions by topic page. You're just very quickly testing yourself in each of those different things. It might take up to a day to do it fully, but I think it'll be really worth it, because by doing that, you're assessing how well you've grasped everything you've covered so far this year. And it'll show you the gaps in your knowledge where you haven't quite gotten all of the knowledge you need to be able to answer an exam question or to be able to answer a quiz question. And that then shows you where you need to focus your study on. So that will direct the rest of your study over the Christmas period. What will you be doing? Well, you should be doing the things that you haven't quite grasped from what you've covered so far this year. And it might not be that you didn't understand that concept. It's just you've forgotten it. And that's understandable enough if you haven't looked at it since you first did it in September or whenever. So I would recommend doing that very first thing. Just spend a day writing out everything that you've covered, test yourself, find your gaps, and then use those gaps in your knowledge to know what you're going to study for the rest of the break, or at least for a part of the break. You know, you might find that you know everything really well, and then that's only a couple of items that you need to cover, and then you can spend the rest of your time trying to brush up on what you're going to be covering after the break or whatever it is. Everyone will have their own thing in mind, but I think just spending that first day of getting yourself organized will be really worth it, because then you're not spending your whole break kind of going, okay, what will I do today? Or, I don't know what I should be covering. I'll maybe just read this thing. And it's just not a good use of your time, especially during the Christmas break, when you want to make sure that you're using your time really, really efficiently so that you can have enough time then to spend enjoying yourself, relaxing, all that good stuff.
And to do this, I'd actually recommend, if you're like wanting to make the list, I would recommend actually going on to Study Clicks, going on to your subjects, because Study Clicks breaks it down very conveniently, topic by topic. You get a list of all your topics, basically. You'll recognize the ones that you've done and you haven't done. So that's just a very efficient way of just knowing all the topics are all in one place. Write down the ones you know. And then from there, you can practice exam papers, you can practice questions. And like Emer said, fiddle the gaps in your knowledge.
Exactly. And then I suppose, like, on that point, then once you know the different areas that you want to focus on over the break, you want to make sure that those are, you kind of attach goals to each of those things. So let's say your little assessment pointed out or made it clear to you that you're not that familiar with the irregular verbs in Irish or something like that. And your goal then is not going to be, you shouldn't set up your study plan so that it's like, on Wednesday from 12 until 1, I'm going to study Irish. That should not be what it is. It should be, you should loosely try to have some times in there to help you structure your study. But you shouldn't actually, I wouldn't really recommend, it could be different when you're studying during the week, when you're back in school. But I think over the Christmas break, try not to make it so strict on your timing, because things happen. People might call and you feel obligated to talk to them, or, you know, it's just always stuff is happening. Or someone might invite you to come play a game. Someone might invite you to have a chat and you want to go and do that. And it's very hard to do these things if you've set yourself a strict schedule time-wise and you're saying, well, I've told myself, I've put it on my plan that I want to study from 12 until 1, and so I have to do it. So instead, if that study block, instead of being strictly within that time, it's instead strictly a goal that you're trying to achieve. So the goal is that I want to know and be able to answer a question or correctly write out the irregular verbs in Irish. And so then if you get halfway through your study session, someone calls, you feel obligated to go talk to them. You can do that and you can return and just finish the goal, because you know the success point of that piece of study was reaching your goal and not just reaching a time limit. So while having sort of a loose time plan in place is helpful in terms of, for some people, I know it'll be grand to say, oh, I'll just study till six and then I'm done. And that's fine for some people. But I think it does give you more freedom, actually, if you do it based on goals, so that if stuff happens and you want to go and do it, then you have the freedom to go and do it and then come back and know that, well, your goal is to finish that task as opposed to get to a time point.
Yeah. And I think, like, because so often in our study plans we do, I'm constantly bringing up the Pomodoro technique, and I think I always say set deadlines, set timers as a means of motivation. You can still use that in conjunction with this goal-oriented study plan. Just set the timer and say you'll study for this long, but if you get interrupted, it's no big deal. You've set your time limit, but you're really working towards the goal. The time limit is just adding a little bit of structure to help you stay focused. It's not, don't try to see it as this thing that is super strict that you have to stay within, because like you have to treat this kind of holiday studying that little bit differently, because it is going to be harder. There is more distractions. So yeah, like they can work hand in hand together, studying towards a goal and studying within certain time frames, but like loosely, only to help yourself.
Yeah. And I think it's very easy to feel guilty when you study over the Christmas break. No matter what you do, you're going to end up doing something that was unplanned or feel really lazy and skip your study that you had planned. And then, yeah, a lot of the time it just ends up making you feel really guilty because you've quote unquote wasted a whole day. I think I would try to recommend to anyone listening to this, don't get in that mindset. It's the Christmas break. It's a time of year that you're supposed to relax, chill out, enjoy the downtime, cozy up next to the fire with a blanket and a hot chocolate and all of this nice stuff. And you deserve that just because you're in junior cert or leaving cert or whatever year you're in, that you feel under pressure to do a lot of study on your downtime. You deserve this time as well. It's not just for those who are in less high stakes years or people who are not in school. It's for everyone, and you should remind yourself that regardless of how much work still lies ahead of you, you'll get it done. And putting yourself under massive pressure to spend every single day of the Christmas break studying it's no good. It's no good. Yeah. And you need to give yourself some compassion and kindness. And if you find yourself feeling guilty about something because you didn't do what you set out to do, it's fine. I really think it's the time of year to just let yourself off and be kind to yourself, because it is the time for, what is it? Forgiveness? Happiness? It's just, you know, it's a joyful, nice time. And so be nice to yourself as well. And we're only halfway through the year. If you don't get stuff done, it's fine. You have time to catch up. There's the Easter break. Easter break is less fun and joyous. At least for me it was. So there's time. You have time, and it's not a time for feeling guilty. Try and get as much as done as you can, but if you don't end up getting it done, forgive yourself. It's fine. You'll catch up.
Cool. That was the weirdest cover of Mistletoe and Wine ever. You were kind of dancing around the lyrics there for a while.
Anyway.
Amazing. Yeah, that's such a good point. I mean, this, like, it's inevitable that you're going to feel guilty. I mean, you constantly have guilt hanging over you when you're in the exam years, because you just feel like you need to be in this constant state of studying, which, like, you have to remind yourself it's not humanly possible. And it's called, like, holidays are called holidays for a reason. We keep calling it a break. It's meant to be a break from school, because if you did school every single week of the year, that would be crazy. You wouldn't be able for it. So whenever those guilty feelings are creeping in, just remind yourself that you do deserve this. You worked hard from September, and this whole term, it's quite a tough term, you know. It can be long, and when winter is approaching, it just gets really depressing. So just give yourself a pat on the back. Like, don't let those guilty feelings creep in. Take the break. You deserve it.
Definitely. And I would say, now, everything we're saying here is a suggestion. We're not saying this is exactly how every single person must make out their plan and approach the break. There will be really, really motivated people who want to say no to hell with taking breaks and not feeling guilty. I'm going to be very, very focused and spend every day and get my 6 to 5 points and Godspeed to you, you know, that is completely fine. And there might be other people who say, I'm taking the whole break off, I'm not doing any study, and that'll be perfectly fine for you as well. So everyone is different, and we're not prescribing these tips to anyone necessarily. We're saying that this is what we recommend, this would be a good balance. And so on that, what I would also recommend, and what I did, was for the 24th, 25th, 26th and 31st, I just took complete days off. I was not focused at all on study or school that day, and I personally found that very reasonable. I think they're sort of like the main, especially, well, obviously everyone, not everyone celebrates Christmas, and that's completely different again. But in terms of those who do, I think it's good days to just, because those are the days when everyone is off. Like, also your parents will be off work most likely, and siblings, if they're coming home, or whoever you're coming to visit, they're all the days for people who celebrate Christmas and get those days off, they'll all be off as well. So it's just this sort of like very universal communal feeling of having a day off. And I think it's important to join in on that and spend the time with people who also get the day off. So personally, I would just take those days off and give yourself a full day to just, or full days to not think of study, and not, and just switch off and have some downtime if you feel like you can do that. Again, we're not saying that you have to do that, but I would personally do that, because I think it's just nice to have days where you totally switch off, because they're very rare, especially during Leaving Cert, that you just don't do anything at all relating to the Leaving Cert. And it's good for the brain, I think, to just not have that for a while.
Yeah, if you celebrate Christmas, I mean, like, absolutely. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Stephen say, absolutely give yourself those whole days off. You deserve it.
There's such good TV on those days. How could you miss it?
Oh, the RT guide. I've the highlighter out already.
So, you know, I think the main message we're trying to spread in this podcast is enjoy the holidays as much as you can. Just don't go mad unless you're the kind of person who really wants to, and you actually don't mind missing the holidays for a year. And again, that's another point, I suppose. If you do want to just be really focused and be really motivated and strict with yourself, there will be Christmas next year, and there'll be the Christmas after that. You know, the year goes on, and this will all happen again next year. So if you're wondering, are you going to miss out? Maybe a bit, but there'll be more Christmases. So it's only one Christmas in your life that you kind of have to sacrifice if you do feel like going down the route of spending most of your break studying.
Yeah. I actually have some ideas for people who kind of didn't plan on spending the Christmas break studying, but they're listening to this now and they're kind of like, well, maybe I do feel kind of motivated to do something, but I'm not sure about sitting down with my books. There's a post I'm putting out on Instagram, which is just like ideas for over the Christmas break that are not too committal. They don't take too much effort, but they're still related to learning and school. And it kind of helps you transition over the period of the Christmas holidays, that when you come back to school in January, it's not a total nightmare. I like, you know, from previous years, if you're not in the first year, well, actually just any year that you've been in school, coming back after the Christmas break is like, that's the worst day ever. The day that you come back, if you have done 2 weeks of absolutely nothing. And if you're like saying like, yeah, that's grand, I'll go do 2 weeks of nothing and I will just power through that week, that's really miserable, that first week of back in January, that's absolutely fine. But if you're listening to this now and you're like, yeah, there's actually some things that I might like to do that make that transition a little bit easier, there's some ideas that I give to people who aren't used to studying that is kind of studying in a roundabout way. So one thing I would say is a good thing to do is organize your notes. Mm-hmm. So if you were given any handouts during the year, get some folders, organize your notes, get the little dividers, have a different folder for every subject. Just try to organize your notes as best as possible. This is also a really good time that if you ever planned on rewriting out your notes from your textbook, if you ever planned on making flashcards, if you weren't going to do anything with these 2 weeks, you have these 2 weeks free now to make a whole bunch of notes. So, you know, go wild. But it's also very time consuming, so I would say just only do it for subjects that you've been meaning to do it for. It's a great time to practice essay writing if you wanted to just go on to StudyClicks, pick a random past paper, past essay, and practice within the time limits that you're given in the exam, because practicing essays is, again, really time consuming and not something you're able to do like just during the week on a normal school day.
Yeah.
My favorite one that I say to people, which is, this isn't like studying at all, it's keeping up your languages, regardless of whether or not you like, if you plan on studying, I say practice languages every single day if you can. And I say every single day because Duolingo makes that really easy. You can just do a lesson in 5 minutes. And there's also like movies that you can watch in the language that you're studying. Netflix has loads of Spanish and French things. It has stuff in other languages as well. Just practice your languages consistently over the holidays and you'll feel all the better for it. So those are my four things.
You can make that language one fun as well. I think I might have mentioned this in another podcast, but one idea would be if you have a group of friends who are also eager to learn and eager to study, let's say you have a group chat where you speak English and you just chat about normal stuff. Set up a second group chat and whatever you've named it, name it the same thing but in French, and then dedicate that WhatsApp group to just speaking in French. So you could, over the holidays, on, let's say on Christmas Day, everyone messages in saying Happy Christmas in whatever language it is. And then you also tell everyone what you got presents wise, if that's how you celebrate Christmas, or if not, maybe you tell everyone else what you're doing that day, and just simple stuff. You'll be forcing yourself to sort of look up words that you don't know, which is always, like, I'm a huge fan of finding the gaps and finding things you don't know. And that's always how I learned languages as well. Just target in the areas where I don't know something. And I think kind of a WhatsApp group or whatever messaging app you use is a fun way, because you're just including your friends and you're having a normal conversation. So it doesn't feel like study because you're not just sitting alone, but you're still finding out new things and testing yourself at the same time. So it's all about finding those kind of fun ways to do things. But yeah, on your point of like, it's a good time to do all of those things, like rewriting all of your notes, I think it's a good time to, if you haven't listened back to all of our podcasts, I would listen back to some of them, all of them if you can, A, because you now have time, and B, because we definitely mention in a good few of them things like that, things like organizing your notes, and we would have given tips. I have this memory of us a few times saying things like, oh, you know, this is a good tip, but I know that not everyone has time for this, so you can only do this if you have the time. And a lot of those tips are relevant now because you do have a bit more time. So things like, if you want to do fancy hand lettering to make your notes look a bit prettier, or if you want to come up with, yeah, if you want to make mind maps, if you want to come up with rhyming systems to remember things and you don't have time to sort of think about this stuff when you're just trying to like get all your homework done and get all your specific tasks done. So have a listen back to the other podcasts if you have time, because we mentioned some stuff like that you could try and get done now that you have time to think about it and time to plan for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to pick up on your point there about creating a WhatsApp group with your friends that's specific to the language that you're all studying, I'll just come back to like how much one of my favorite study tips is getting your friends involved, doing a study session with your friends, and that you teach each other, take it in turns to teach each other different material. Like, your friend might be stronger in something and they'll be able to teach it to you, or you might, your friend might not understand something as well as you do, so you can teach it to them. And just basically, when you're teaching something to someone, you're retaining that information better than if you were just studying it, because to transfer that knowledge that you have to someone else, you really need to be able to break it down and you really need to understand it yourself. So, and by doing that, by understanding the material that you're teaching, you're remembering it rather than memorizing it. And it's just such a valuable study method. So if you have any friends, like a study buddy who's up for doing that over the Christmas holidays, I would definitely recommend scheduling a little study session in over the break.
Yeah, and like especially over Christmas, because you might, as currently, if anyone is not listening to this in 2021, there's a pandemic and people might be restricted from meeting each other. So setting up a Skype or a Zoom or a FaceTime session where you just meet with each other and maybe you don't even talk, or you talk for the first 5 minutes and then you say, okay guys, let's study, but you feel like you're studying with someone else. You know, it's like these study with me videos. P.S. keep your eyes peeled for the Study Clicks YouTube page.
I was just gonna say, nice teaser.
But whatever works for you. If you also find that your friends are really distracting, then maybe don't set up the call, but schedule schedule your break to be a 5-minute conversation with that person so that you have something to look forward to and you're still staying in touch with your friends over the break. And I think, yeah, just trying to include your friends. And if you think, oh, that's not really something that my friend group is into, you never know. Like, you might as well suggest it, because it could be that someone was really wanting something like this but didn't want to speak up, and that they're really grateful for it. So there's no harm in trying or suggesting it or putting it out there. You never know who could benefit from it, especially you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Another point we had on our list, which is just kind of in terms of how to motivate yourself, is tell your family that you're studying. Hopefully this will, one, make sure that they don't distract you when you're studying, but also it's kind of like the thing that, you know, when you put something out there, you kind of have to do it, yeah. Like you're speaking it into existence. So if your family, you tell your family, okay, I'm going studying now, you've told someone else. So when you tell like something just in your own mind and you don't say it out loud, you're not committing to anything. But if you tell it to your family, you are kind of committing then. And it's just that little bit of extra motivation that you're like, okay, I've told them now, so I guess I'm going to have to go do it. So that's just a little kind of a tidbit of how to motivate yourself.
Also, just occurred to me that sometimes we get visitors at Christmas who we don't really want to talk to. And for those of us who feel like they have to study, it's a really good excuse to not have to talk to the visitor. So maybe try and suss out when people are calling. And if you don't want to talk to them, then make sure to schedule your study time.
Like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I am so swamped with the leaving cert or the junior cert.
Chat, but you know, this French homework.
Yeah, that was just giving a load of work over the holidays.
I have one final point, and I just think it's festive. As we all know, in most households, there's some sort of box of chocolates lying around, heroes, celebrations, roses, what have you, biscuits, not Toblerones, what's the other one? Ferrero Rocher.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. So most houses will just have a load of these like small little sweets around the place, and that we don't usually have throughout the year. And I think they're like the perfect size for positive reinforcement. And I've definitely seen people give this tip before. I didn't personally use it when I was studying, but I feel like it would have helped me and helped motivate me at the time if I had. Within moderation, obviously, but if you give yourself a little treat of a celebration or a rose or whatever, and what you do is that you say, okay, if I finish this essay or if I finish this piece of study and also get all the questions right, then I'm going to reward myself with this one Milky Way or whatever your favorite celebration is. And it's the same as giving a dog a treat once he's sat down for you and you're teaching it to sit. At the start, you have to give the dog the treat before it'll sit down. But once you teach the dog, they'll be rewarded for doing the thing. You eventually don't have to give them the treat anymore. They'll just sit on command. And it's the same psychology, more or less, for humans as well. So if you are rewarding yourself with something small after you do a good thing, a good task, then you'll get into a good habit of just doing it just because. Because eventually, yeah. I think hopefully the sort of psychological good feeling that you'll get from having finished your task will be enough to replace the chocolate. Obviously, don't go overboard with the chocolate. There's so much chocolate at Christmas time, you'll be sick. But I just think when you have like those little things in the house anyway, and they just look cute on a piece of paper, if you stick it next to your task or whatever you want to get done, and just treat yourself with it at the end. It's an idea. Again, we're not telling you to go and eat a ton of chocolate. If you want something to help motivate you and you think that that could be a good thing to get you on the road to studying whatever it is, then use the box of chocolates that you have to your advantage.
Yeah, use the roses.
What's your favourite rose, Nessa?
The pink one. It's the best one.
You know, I'm kind of gone off roses. I don't think we're buying any in this house this year.
I know. Do you know, I actually saw something in Centra once that was just like, do you know those treats I buy, the giant bag of buttons, you know, those pouches,
and they have
kind of
just
the thing.
The pink ones?
Just the pink ones. They had it 1 year and then they got rid of it. I was fuming. I must send a letter to Cadbury.
Well, listeners, let us know what your favourite sweet box sweet is.
Maybe we'd love to
Nessa,
know.
You should make a post on Instagram and ask them. I actually want to know what people's favourites are. I feel like it's so disputed.
I will try and tie that into studying somehow.
Okay. If you don't manage it, then just email us, people, or send us an Instagram DM, because we want to know.
We want to know.
So that's pretty much it. To very quickly summarize, I think we just want to say that it's a time for mostly relaxing, but there are some tips and tricks that we've just mentioned to motivate you to do a bit of study, and how to plan it and how to schedule it and the ways to motivate yourself to do those things. So be kind to yourself. Don't be guilty. Enjoy the holidays, but keep up the study a little bit if you can, because you'll thank yourself for it once you go back to school. Yeah.
Take our points on board. And if you need to get motivated, listen back on our old podcast, because we say a lot of useful things and we've been told that they've helped motivate other people. So
we have been told that.
There you go. So I will, as usual, round off by telling you to please follow us on all the social medias, because I run them, and when we get good stats, it makes me look really good. So follow Study Clicks on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, wherever you have a social media profile. And also, we're great on social media. We have loads of study tips. We post really fun stuff, memes, funny videos on TikTok. We have the occasional competition. Definitely be loads of competitions coming up in the year 2022 if you're listening to this in 2021. So yeah, go give us a follow.
Definitely do that. I love the social media. I think you all do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I wish that it was more active when I was in school, because there weren't that many competitions, and they're really great competitions.
I'm sorry, there was nothing in that.
So many concerts, so many Study Clicks hoodies, goodies.
What a time to be alive.
Anyway,
you can also message on most of those platforms as well. Just if you ever have any questions, you need study advice, suggestions for the podcast, please get in touch.
Exactly. And email us otherwise if you want. We're at info@studyclicks.ie. You can also message us via the website if you have an account. If you don't have an account, set up an account. It'll change your life. And yeah, have a lovely time over the Christmas break, whether you celebrate it or not. I hope you have a nice, relaxing time with your family and friends and whoever you celebrate it with. And we'll be back in the new year with more tips, guests, speakers, hopefully some more helpful learning content coming your way. And yeah, anything else to add, Nessa?
No, Merry Christmas.
Merry, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye for now.
Bye.